My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Megan Thee Stallion really might have way more ops than she could handle.
And I feel like, how could I be Megan Thee Stallion and I'm not having fun? Like, I feel like I'm always on the verge of some type of breakdown.
Over the last couple years, Megan Thee Stallion has emerged as one of the biggest hitmakers in the rap game. From lucrative brand endorsements in Hollywood acting roles to a landmark partnership with Jay-Z's Roc Nation, Meg has become one of the industry's favorite superstars. But behind the scenes, Meg's empire looks way shakier than fans might realize. In fact, Meg actually might be on the verge of a generational fall-off. That's exactly why we're doing a breakdown of Meg's rise to power, as well as every single controversy that's threatening to take her down. What's the truth behind her business deal with Jay-Z? How has the Tory Lanez case completely tanked her reputation? And what was Meg's response to the brutal stabbing that almost took Tory's life? We've even dug through court documents to give you the most complete picture of the explosive lawsuit filed against Megan by one of her own employees. Why is Meg being accused of sexual harassment? And why is Nicki Minaj making this scandal even worse? Most importantly, we're going to answer the question of why Meg is at such a major career crossroads right now and why so many rappers are choosing to turn against her. Does Meg have any friends left in the rap game?
We have a lot of legends in Houston, so got some shoes to fill.
If you really want to understand Meg's come up, you gotta understand the city she comes from. While Megan Pete was born in San Antonio, she grew up in Houston, Texas. Houston has an extremely rich history when it comes to homegrown hip-hop, from DJ Screw and the Ghetto Boys to Lil Kiki and Slim Thug. In fact, Houston might be one of the most distinctive regional sounds in the entire rap game, and Meg capitalized on that legacy during her come up. In 2018, she dropped her breakout tape, Tina Snow, named after her so-called alter ego. Not only did it give Meg her first Billboard charting record, Big Ol' Freak, but it also gave her a chance to pay tribute to Texas's own Pimp C, who used to go by the name Tony Snow. Tina Snow put Meg on the map. Not only did industry insiders and critics sing her praises, but she began amassing a huge crossover fan base. By 2019, Meg's momentum was only growing. She capitalized on the hype by releasing a whole Hot Girl Summer anthem with one of her biggest role models, Nicki Minaj. And keep that in mind, because we're gonna circle back to that later. As Meg shot to stardom, she also started making powerful friends. On September 13th of 2019, Meg made a huge announcement. "I'd like to announce that I'm officially a part of the Roc Nation fam." By signing a management deal with Roc Nation, Meg was allying herself firmly with the company's founder, Jay-Z, who, with a net worth topping over $2 billion, is easily the most successful rapper of all time. And that Jay-Z partnership paid off in spades. Not only did Roc Nation help get Meg out of a shady record deal with 1501 Certified Entertainment, which is allegedly reaping 60% of her.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Earnings, but it gave her huge credibility in the music industry. By 2020, Meg Thee Stallion was bigger than ever before. She released a chart-topping, Grammy Award-winning remix to her song Savage with Beyoncé and another record-shattering hit, WAP, with Cardi B. But the runaway success of WAP was a double-edged sword. While it was easily Meg's biggest hit record, it sparked fierce conservative backlash for being extremely the explicit and having a raunchy as hell music video. Quote, "Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass bro. All right, hold on. I gotta say this with a straight face. All right, cool. Quote, "Paid my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet ass. Oh man." The reactions to WAP included a congressman claiming the song made him want to pour holy water in his ears.
Yo, that's fucking crazy.
And another congresswoman suggesting WAP promoted a message of organ harvesting. By all accounts, though, 2020 should have been the year where Meg really took off.
I hear this man screaming. He said, dance, bitch. And he starts shooting. And I'm just like, oh my God.
But it also turned out to be the beginning of a controversy that would haunt her entire career. In July of 2020, news broke that Canadian rapper Tory Lanez had been arrested in the Hollywood Hills for carrying a concealed firearm. Megan, who was with Tory during the time of the arrest, was taken to the hospital because of foot injuries. 3 days later, Meg spoke out about the incident on social media, writing, quote, "On Sunday morning, I suffered a gunshot wound as a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with the intention to physically harm me. I was never arrested. The police officers drove me to the hospital where I underwent surgery to remove the bullets." Days later, Meg accused Tory Lanez and his team of trying to manipulate the situation behind the scenes.
"You shot me and you got your publicists and your people going to these blogs lying. Stop lying. Why lie? I tried to keep the situation off the internet, but you dragging it."
Tory responded by dropping an entire album called Daystar, where he claimed that he was innocent and denied shooting Megan, even suggesting that she was never injured in the first place. "Get shot in your foot, don't hit no bones in tennis." Megan responded to Tory on Shots Fired, where she accused him of being a liar, desperate to save his reputation. "Imagine niggas lying by shooting a real just to save face for rapping. For hundreds of thousands of people, the alleged shooting in the Hollywood Hills became a huge he said, she said moment. While some fans rode hard for Megan and believed she was telling the truth, tons of others tried to poke holes in her story. Some people theorized that Megan had been shot by somebody else, while others claimed she had injured herself on broken glass. Meg herself told her side of the story during an interview with Gayle King, claiming that the broken glass story only came about because she was nervous about being confronted by LAPD. Meg insisted she only told the broken glass story because she was afraid the police might react violently, especially since all this was happening right after the George Floyd protests.
"I'm the one who said I stepped on glass. I was mine to protect all of us." Mm-hmm. "And sometimes I wish I really would have never said that."
"You wish you would have just told the truth?"
"I wish I would have told the truth, but if it saved all of us from dying, then that's just probably what it was meant to be."
Despite all these conspiracy theories, Tory Lanez was found guilty of assault and firearms charges in December of 2020 and sentenced to a decade in California state prison.
We are back now with a violent attack in prison on the rapper who shot another rapper.
But instead of squashing the controversy, Tory's sentencing only made things worse for Meg. Tory's guilty verdict was supposed to settle things once and for all, but in a lot of ways, it only earned Tory more sympathy and fueled more theories about Megan Thee Stallion's motives. Some fans pointed to Meg being inconsistent when she asked if she had a, quote, intimate relationship with Tory. In her Gayle King interview, Meg initially denied that she had been with Tory, which drew a lot of confusion. Meg later insisted that having a relationship with Tory was irrelevant. Quote, "First of all, I didn't know that a bitch was going to ask me about that shit. We were supposed to be talking about this shooting. Why are you asking me about f***ing Tory? That's not what this is about. Even if it was, I f***ed this nigga like once, maybe twice on a drunk night. Bitch kept catching me out my f***ing mind." But others, including Tory himself, suggested that Roc Nation was actually pulling the strings here, and Tory going to prison was all part of Jay-Z's master plan. Making the whole situation even more dramatic is that in May of 2025, Tory Lanez was reportedly stabbed 14 times by another inmate at a California state prison. Quote, "7 wounds to his back, 4 to his torso, 2 to the back of his head, and 1 to the left side of his face." The man who attacked Tory was Santino Casio, a convicted murderer who had a history of being violent towards other inmates. Tory survived the assault, but the headlines brought more attention to his incarceration, with some even suggesting that there was new evidence that he might get his conviction thrown out. Meg responded to the so-called new evidence by calling out Tory Lanez's team and his diehard fans of continued harassment. Quote, "How much is the check to keep harassing me? Why is this happening every day? 1 minute him, y'all said I was never shot. Now y'all letting him play in y'all face again and say I was shot, but it wasn't him. Oh, okay. Facts are facts. He did it. It was proven in court. Ain't no new fucking evidence. Y'all been saying the same shit for years." Which, to be fair to Meg, is low-key true. There's been constant reports of evidence that would reportedly exonerate Tory, but they've never actually been presented in court. So either Roc Nation is really orchestrating this whole thing and has Illuminati levels of power, or Tory Lanez's lawyers are just absolute trash. But just weeks before Tory's conviction, Drake and 21 Savage released
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Issa's song Circo Loco, where Drake used some slick wordplay to mock Meg's accusations.
This is about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get a joke, but she's still smiling.
Nicki Minaj also chimed in, suggesting that Tory Lanez's stabbing was all a setup and has even implied that Roc Nation might be behind it. Quote, it seems to me that he's talking about Tory being stabbed up in what many believe to be a setup. FBI, I'm ready to talk about everything I know. CIA director, these thugs have gone way too far. They have now began public threats due to their leaders feeling above the law. Writing at CIA director is wild as fuck though. Meg's Roc Nation connection might have made her more famous than ever, but they also painted a huge target on her back.
Former personal cameraman for Megan Thee Stallion claims he was forced to watch the musician have sex with another woman in a car.
Nicki Minaj has launched a personal crusade to take down not only Meg, but also everybody connected to Roc Nation. While Nicki may have worked with Meg back in 2019, it didn't take long for things to go sour. Nicki lashed out at Meg in 2022, alleging that she tried to force Nicki to drink alcohol while she was pregnant. Nicki even claimed that Meg tried to influence her into aborting her baby. Meg responded by calling cap on Nicki's accusations. In an interview, Meg clarified that she doesn't really know why Nicki started beefing with her in the first place. Quote, I don't even know what could be reconciled because I, to this day, don't know what the problem is. Some fans noticed that Nicki really didn't turn on Meg until she started working with Cardi B, who happens to be Nicki's biggest op. And this has drawn plenty of speculation that Nicki might be either jealous of Meg's success or that she sees Meg as disloyal. But the beef really went nuclear in 2024. On the song Hiss, Meg mocked Nicki for her marriage to a convicted sex offender, Kenneth Zoo Petty. Quote, these hoes ain't really mad at Megan, they mad at Megan's law. But Nicki's response, Bigfoot unloaded the clip on Megan. She accused Meg of performing sexual favors for ghostwriters, claiming that she was lying about getting shot, and even accused Meg of, quote, humping on a minor. Either way you look at it, the Nicki-Megan beef left fans extremely divided, and things have only gotten messier since. Over the past few months, Nicki has insisted that Jay-Z and Roc Nation are trying to bury some of Meg's darkest secrets. On July 9th of 2025, Nicki Minaj claimed that Roc Nation was trying to throw out a sexual harassment lawsuit targeting Meg. In that lawsuit, Meg was accused of creating a, quote, abusive work environment where she forced her cameraman Emilio Garcia to watch her have sex with another woman. Garcia also alleged that Meg called him a fat bitch and apparently told him to, quote, spit your food out, you don't need to be eating. That's wicked. When a judge ruled that Garcia's case against Megan could move forward, Nicki responded to the news by writing, quote, we give God the glory and he's only just begun. Have a blessed day if you can. LOL the blogs posting lies, thank you. More money for me, we're working. Trust. This lawsuit is obviously a major issue for Meg because it completely undermines the image she's put out to her fans. All that talk of body positivity and justice just goes out the window if you're harassing your own cameraman and making him spit out food. Allegedly. In an interview with NBC News, Garcia said he was injured and suffered emotional distress because of his time working for Meg. Quote, to hear someone who advocates about loving your body tell me these things, I felt degraded. And by forcing on this lawsuit, Nicki is sending a clear message. Meg isn't nearly as authentic as she wants you to think she is. If this case keeps moving forward, it could do even more damage to Meg's credibility.
I want to say thank you to everybody at 300 for believing in me. Sticking by me through my craziness. And, you know, it's been a hell of a year, but we made it.
And it only seems like more artists are turning against Meg. On August 24th of 2025, Drake re-upped his support for Tory Lanez by declaring free Tory in an IG comment. Drake's outspoken solidarity isn't new, but it's drawn tons of attention to his sentence. Just a couple weeks earlier, Drake even shared a petition urging California Governor Gavin Newsom to release Tory from lockup. Meanwhile, plenty of other rappers have hinted that they're riding for Team Tory over Team Megan. On the song Boogeyman, DaBaby threw his support to Tory Lanez and claimed that he used to have a actual relationship with Meg.
You play with me, that shit was childish. The day before she stayed at Tory Lanez shot, I was fucking on Megan Thee Stallion.
And in the song Gas Station Sushi, Freddie Gibbs also hinted that he had mixed feelings over the verdict.
I did your before she hit me 10 like Tory. None of these to tell my story.
Tory himself has continued to release new music from prison, insisting that he's innocent. Quote, I need somebody to free me. I got a child, baby mama, and some n****s, and they all need me. The onslaught of rappers linking up with Tory has forced Meg to go on the offense. She responded by accusing Tory supporters of clout chasing by saying, quote, stop using my shooting for clout, bitch. Since when the fuck is it cool to joke about women getting shot? You niggas, especially rap niggas, are lame. Meg even sued a blogger for allegedly acting on Tory Lanez's behalf. In October of 2024, Meg filed a lawsuit against Milagro Grams for a, quote, campaign of harassment that allegedly includes cyberstalking, spreading false information, and sharing deep fake sex tapes. That's crazy. The explosive lawsuit also led to media personality DJ Academics being forced to give a deposition of his own. According to Academics, Roc Nation is accusing him of being paid to spread false information about Meg. And in his deposition, Academics admitted to getting paid by other record labels, but he's also reportedly called Megan Thee Stallion a liar and said that he didn't believe her. Meg's case might be a make it or break it moment for her career. If her lawyers are able to prove that these blogs and media outlets are knowingly spreading false info, it might turn the tide of hate against her. On the other hand, these conspiracy theories have already done tons of irreversible damage to Meg's image. At this point, Meg might be one of the most successful rappers of all time, but it still might not be enough. She's become a lightning rod for controversy, from the Tory Lanez scandal to the harassment lawsuit to claims that her music is over. Meg is literally being attacked from all angles. While Megan Thee Stallion will probably continue to stack up wins, it's safe to say her reputation will never be the same and that her career is under more pressure than ever before. Stay locked in, more rap lore on the way.